The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
Hallelujah. We are still on our testimony campaign. Are you happy, somebody? Beautiful. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, therefore faith, it comes by hearing. No, faith, it is without faith, it is impossible to please God. And in Romans 10:17 says, therefore this faith cometh by hearing the word of God and the good news. In Hebrews chapter 12, it therefore says that since therefore we are surrounded by these great men, their testimonies are encouraging you and I. Let us press on. Let us endure. Let us push on, because it will come through for us if we don't give up. Amen. With Jesus' joy, today we are blessed with one person to bless us with a testimony. Help me welcome Auntie Vero. Auntie Vero, let's clap. Let's clap and encourage. And as she testifies about the goodness of the Lord in her life, I know you will be encouraged to press on in Jesus' name. Please encourage her. Encourage her. You can do better. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Auntie Vero, and I've worked in the secular world for 33 years. And I'm here to talk about giving. Those of us who find it difficult to give to support the work of God. The book of Ecclesiastes, 11:1 says, cast your bread upon the waters, and in due time you shall find it. Verses also says, in the morning sow your seed, and in the evening withhold it, for you know it not which one will prosper. It can be both or one of it. So, one Tuesday evening, when we were on the project, Bishop Dag was raising funds for the Kodesh building. And there were amounts that he called, and I also got up, because I've made up my mind that anything concerning God, I will try to, plant my seed in there. So I love giving. I went to give my little mite, and then when I was going, I was prompted to stand there. And then he pointed to me, he said, you put up your own house. And then the house that you put up, others take 10 to 15 years to put up that house, but you use 3 years to put up that house. I was confused. And I was just standing there. I didn't know what to, because even land, the crowd never thought of buying a land. So there was Bishop Sly and then Susie of Auntie Mami's office. And then they come say, I receive it. And then I said, I receive it. And went to sit down. And life, took a different thing. Initially I thought I used to read these fairy tale stories, you and your husband, the prince and the princess, they lived happily after in their castle. I love those kind of, stories. So that was what's in my head. But there was a shipwreck in my marriage, and I had to live with the children. And then it dawned on me that, I don't have anywhere to go, how to pay rent and other things. Then this prophecy came to bear. And I mobilized, you know, whatever money I have saved all those years and started something. God being so good, you know. Exactly 3 years. 3 years. My house. Those who know me, who knows my house, you know. If you see that house, it was put up in 3 years. Yeah. And during those days of turmoil in the marriage, you know, there were a lot of counseling, and my father, Bishop Saki, you know, gave a lot of counsel on that. But there were one time I thought that, you know, the counsel didn't go my way, so I got angry. You know, that's why I'm holding this book. The spirit of foolishness took over my heart. And I was angry. So when I go to church and Bishop is preaching, I will just raise up. I'll be sitting there. I will not listen. Then one day, I was, as usual, I bent my head. And something knocked me. The Holy Ghost gave me a knock. Said, foolish girl, if you will not listen, then why did you come to church? Go home. But do you think the message is for him? It's from me. So why are you behaving like that? In fact, many upoto and Bishop, I'm sorry. Forgive me. So since then, I opened my heart, and I thank God for how far he has brought us. In fact, the greatest gift has been this hymn squad that you've given me. If I have allowed foolishness to lead me, even the prophecy would have been something else, and I wouldn't have this hymn squad that is so dear to my heart. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry for giving you all these years, please.
Wow. Let's clap for Auntie Vero. God bless you that because you gave and because you listened to your pastor, you were blessed with a house and many more. She's withheld a lot of. I had to summarize them. You see, she has a notebook. It's like a script. I had to summarize it 10 times. 10 times. But the Lord has been good unto her. Let's give. So I'm reminding you, if you promise to give for the church today, try and give. As you do something for God, as you give, God will also build your house. Let's listen to our pastors, and our lives will never be the same. God bless you. I'll be waiting for your testimony. Let's welcome the fresh breeze to breeze us to the heavenly places in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Seems like all I could see was the struggle, haunted by ghosts that lived in my past, bound up in shackles of all my failures. How long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight, it's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. Shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So
heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be, I am redeemed.
All my life I have been called unworthy.
By the voice of shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head.
I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet.
I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be, I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be.
Because I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his days are long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me on.
I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake all these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be, I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. No, I'm not who I used to be.
Oh Lord,
I'm not who I used to be.
Oh yes,
I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Stand to your feet. Amen. Well, Father, thank you so much for this wonderful day. We appreciate and love you. Grateful to you for today that we are not what we used to be. We have been redeemed, set free by your grace and by your mercy. Thank you. Every shackle that bound us is broken because of your anointing and because of your power. Minister to us today and be gracious to everyone that is here. We bless and we honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord and you may be seated. Let's welcome Abigail to give us a short piece and then I will carry on. Right. Abigail is going to school, I think next week, going to university next week, so it's all right. Okay.
I present to you Paul's letter to Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not labored in vain, nor run in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you. That I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who would naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow. Companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness. Hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his own life. Receive him therefore in the Lord, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his own life, to supply your lack of service towards me. Amen.
Wow, clap for her, clap for her, clap for her. It's beautiful, isn't it? Thank you, Abigail. It's not easy, but it's possible. Let us memorize scriptures instead of memorizing foolish things. Are you here? I've gone home. Right. Thank you so much, so much. Beautiful. All right. Last week, I started sharing with you about how to know your enemy so that you can defeat him. How to know your enemy so that you can do what? I don't intend for you to fear your enemy. Because some people, they get to know their enemy and they rather get frightened about them. Some of you are easily frightened and scared about what the devil can do. But in this series, I'm teaching us how you can know your enemy and then defeat him. In the world, countries spend money They spend a lot of money to study their enemy. To study, America will send spies to Russia. And then, so that they can know about all the things that Russia is doing. Russia will send spies here. Japan will send spies to China. South Korea will send spies to North Korea. All of it, so much is invested into knowing your enemy. So that in battle, you will win. I submit to everybody here. Your days of failure are over. Your amen is an admission. Your days of victory are here. Do you believe it? You will not fail again. Say, I will not fail again. Say like you believe it. Hallelujah. A new day is dawning on your life. New opportunities are coming to your life. You will see the glory of God. You will see the favor of God. Amen. So we are going to continue where we ended last week. And I'm going to give you perhaps three or four. And then I'm taking my time. Say, Bishop, take your time. Hallelujah. Are you there? Right. So we saw the first name of your enemy is the devil, not your mother-in-law. Are you there? The devil. And we saw what the devil means. It means diabolos. That is the wicked one. Cruel. Cruel. The devil is very cruel. Number two. The second name is Satan. Satan, diabolical or hellish. Now Satan, in Job chapter 1 verse 6. The Bible says that the sons of God gathered and Satan also showed up. So if Satan comes to the Kadesh, don't be worried. Because even heaven, he appeared. Once again, ask your neighbor, am I sitting by the right person? Hey, you're not afraid, you're asking her. Okay. Praise the Lord. Are you there? Oh, you are sitting by Satan. Your husband is not Satan. It's not the devil. One day, a girl came to me and said, Bishop, have you seen the devil before? I said, no. He said, come and see my husband. You may be used by the devil, but you are not the devil. Do you understand? You can be used. So Satan is the second, the name of your enemy that we're dealing with. The third is the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. The enemy is the accuser of the brethren. The one who accuses you. You see, when somebody accuses you, doesn't mean that, you see, accusation can be right or wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's still accusation. You see, Bible talks about when the woman caught in adultery was brought to Jesus. I wonder where the man was, because one person cannot commit adultery alone. Because men can run. They run and they brought the woman. What a shock. And the Bible says that, and they accused her. They said, we saw her in the act. We saw her. We saw her. So what they were accused the woman of was true. But it is still accusation. I'm not saying, you see, because none of us here is perfect. All of us here have faults. But you see, God is working on us. We are going to get better and better and better. We are not saying that if you are making a mistake, nobody should point out to you. But we are saying that sometimes there's accusation and correction. Some people accuse you. They say things to write you off. But others may correct you so that you can become better. Satan accuses. You see, that is why when the devil arrives in families, in marriages, there's a lot of accusations and pointing of fingers. You accuse one another when Satan arrives there. But the Bible tells us, you see, when the woman came in, they became like, Jesus says, the Bible said that Jesus began to tell them, anybody who doesn't have fault, be the one to cast the stone. Anybody who has not made a mistake before, anybody who has not driven on a bad road before, be the first to accuse us. I'm preaching. Anybody who has not made a mistake before, be the first. All of us are sinners saved by grace. You may, it's perfume that is making you smell well, but in reality, spiritually, you don't smell well at all. I'm saying something. It's the grace of God. We are who we are by the grace of God. If I were you, I'll clap my hands and give the Lord some praise for allowing me to sit in church, for permitting me to sing in the choir. You say, look at them in the choir. Look at this guy. No, he's a very bad girl. I always say that if you find a perfect church, don't join it. The day you join the perfect church, you are spoiled the church because you're not perfect. But the church is perfect. So when you join the church, you are spoiled it. This is not a perfect church. It's a church of people who are trying to serve God, who are trying to love God, who are trying to do their best for God. Can I have an amen? So when you find us, join us and let's work. Let's believe God to work on us. And God is going to make us better and better and better. When Christ comes, we shall be like him. Amen. Amen. Are you still in church? Am I talking to anybody here? So don't allow anybody who is too accusatory is being used by devil. So that is why when they came, Jesus said, anybody that doesn't have any sin, throw the first stone. And Jesus bowed down his head. I don't know where people got the interpretation from. But people say that when he began to write on the floor, he was writing everybody's sins on the floor. Thief, and they will see. Hypocrite, they will see. Murderer, they will see. All of them will see. You see, it is not that you have not done anything wrong, but you have not been caught. I'm saying it again. It's not that you have not stolen before. It's not that you have not committed fornication before, but you have not been caught. That's why you look holy. You look perfect. You just have not been caught. If somebody is caught, don't point fingers as if you are the perfect one. What a shock. I'm saying something. All right. So if I don't go on, I'll get stuck here. Remember what Jesus said. He said that, and when he lifted his head, everybody was gone. And Jesus asked the woman, where are your accusers? Where are your accusers? And they said, and she said, they're all gone. And Jesus didn't say, just said, go and sin no more. In other words, you are wrong, but I'm not condoning your wrong, but I also don't condone people who point your finger because you made a mistake. Just go and sin no more. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Amen. Right. So, I'm saying this. The next thing I need for you to understand, the enemy, your enemy is also called the adversary. Adversary. During the night, I showed you several things that the devil wants to do. Right? Adversary. That is 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. Can we all read it together, if you don't mind? Wow. You're writing the notes nicely. Right, can we all read it? If it's on the screen, where do you go? Are you reading? At the back, are you still in church? Let's all read it loud and clear. Ready, go. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Adversary means opponent, opposes you. So don't be an agent of Satan. Amen. Some people oppose the church. They are adversaries of the church. Nobody should be an enemy of the church. Because enemy of the church is opposing, is actually being used by the devil. Am I talking to anybody here? So adversary is another name of somebody. Somebody doesn't want your business to work. Somebody doesn't want our church to work. Somebody doesn't want your marriage to work. He is the adversary, your opponent, fighting you. But I'm teaching you these things so you can rise up and overcome and prevail. I see overcoming in Jesus' name. You will never fail as long as you submit yourself to the word of God and stand. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be sober means be cool. Vigilant means let your eyes be open. Look around. Because somebody wants to sneak in to come and cause trouble. But we step on the devil in the name of Jesus. You shall bruise the head of the serpent. The next one, number 5, angel of the bottomless pit. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. Revelation 9, 11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pits, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue has his name Apollyon. You know, that is the name of your enemy. The angel of the what? When you read Revelation, beginning of Revelation, Bible talks about the pastor, refers to the angel of the church. The angel of the church in Sardis. The angel of the church in Laodicea. The angel of the church in Thyatira. The angel, you know, the angel represents the person who is in charge. So when you come to the Kadesh, you can say the angel of this church is Bishop Saki. I know I'm not yet an angel. Don't say that. Do you think you're an angel? You see why your accusation is working against you. But the Bible says the angel of the church. And the angel is the person who is in charge. In the same way, the angel of the bottomless pits is the one who is in charge of hell. What a shock. Are you there? And that is the destination of Satan. He is going to be being thrown down. A time is going to come when he's been cast down into the bottomless pit. He's the captain of everybody there. And because he's the angel of the bottomless pit, he wants many members. Don't you want many members in this church? Do you want many members in this church? Satan also wants many members. The angel doesn't want to go there alone. That is why he keeps on moving around to always organize more members. So when he goes to hell, he will go with other people. But he has lost you. The devil has lost you. He has lost your family. He has lost your brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name. No child of yours will die and go to hell. Let those who believe shout amen. By the grace of God, your brothers and sisters will get born again. Your children will get born again. Your parents will get born again. They will not join the convoy of Satan into hell. Shout amen. Number 6. The 6th name of your enemy is Belial. Belial. B-E-L-I-A-L. Belial. B-E-L-I-A-L. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 15. 2 Corinthians 6:15. It said, "And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel?" Belial means worthless. Worthless. Something or somebody that is worthless. So the Bible is saying that what concord or what agreement has Christ with Belial? You see, Satan has lost his worth. Do you understand when somebody has lost his worth? He has lost his value. because he was in heaven. He was the leader of the praise and worship in heaven. He was the one that was leading the choir. You see how Pastor Kweku was leading the choir beautifully here. That was what Satan was doing in heaven. He was in charge of a huge choir of angels dancing, jumping. You'll never be Satan in Jesus' name, Pastor Kweku. Jumping and, excited. Satan didn't need any organist. He didn't need any drummer. Bible says that all the instruments were in his stomach. That's how God created him. So when he arrived, when he shakes himself, the drummer is playing. When he breathes in and out, the guitar, bass guitar is playing. Everything, the tablet of the instrument were inside of him. That is how gifted he was. He was so gifted. He was full of, Bible calls him a beautiful person. In Ezekiel 28 and all that, he describes who Lucifer was. Beautiful, gorgeous, gifted, talented, valuable in heaven. But he became a rebel. He rose up against God. He was not contented to be where he was. He wanted to be the senior pastor in heaven. It was not enough for him to be the assistant pastor. He wanted to take charge. And then he also managed to deceive angels, and then he was cast down, and he came down in shame. He came down in humiliation and embarrassment and disgrace. So he has lost his worth. The one who used to walk in coals of fire. The one that all the angels choose to look up to him and adore him. The one that, you see, when I look at myself, when I look at the role I play in the ministry, this ministry that our bishop started, by the grace of God, I'm valuable. Oh, I don't think so. I think I am. By the grace of God. No controversy. Amen. I'm respected. I'm honored. People give me good respect, faithful people around me, faithful, hardworking. I travel and so on. So many of the person like Charles, they respect me highly because also they see my role in the church. They see me as assisting the vision that God has given our bishop. Am I talking to anybody here? And they see that I magnify my office. I'm excited about the role I play. I'm excited about what I do. I'm excited about where I stand. And I am not fighting to be the senior bishop or the founder of the church. There's only one founder of this ministry. That is Bishop Doug Hubert Mills. I'm not talking to anybody here. And I am an assistant pastor, not an insisting pastor. I don't insist. I assist. That is my office. And as I play my role well, it's also generate and activate loyalty and activate love. But the day I begin to feel that I am as good as my bishop, I am as anointed as him. After all, when I preach, people clap. People come to the church and I'm good, I'm great, I'm anointed. So I can be the senior bishop. And I believe, this came to the Kadesh. Bishop has been here only once. So he just came here the first day and then he came here one day. And then, you see, but I've been here with you all these years. So from now, the name of the church has been changed from Kadesh to... What a shock. Are you still here? And now I am actually the founder. The day I begin to behave like that, it is Lucifer who has entered into me. The spirit of Lucifer who has entered into me. And if you follow me, it means that you are a child of Lucifer. Go ahead, you leave me. Sharp. You leave me if I do that. You leave me. Go ahead. You leave me. Let them say what... let them say that you actually say what you said.
If you leave Bishop Doug's ministry and take this church and rename it, I'll leave.
I'm very hurt.
A lot of them will leave too, Bishop.
They will leave.
Who?
A lot of them. Dr. Jacob.
Is that how you pull her? You also leave? You leave? Rosemary. No. I'm hurt. I'm going to sit down. Is that how you pull her? I'm very surprised. Reverend Sally, Pardon?
That's what you've taught us. To leave you.
I feel like crying. You two, you leave. And you two, you leave. Oh, and I know somebody who will not leave. I know somebody who will not leave. Louise, where is Louise? He has left already. Hey! No, I know a few people won't leave. Mr. Williams, will you leave? Will you leave me? You won't leave me. Oh.
That's what you taught me.
When did I teach this thing that you're all saying that's what I taught you? But I'm quite sad. I thought I was joking. You guys are very, very, very. Anyway, because of what you have said, I will not leave. I will not leave. Sorry, you will not leave me. I will not leave. I'm staying here. What a shock! Are you still here? No, no, no. It's serious. If you, somebody does something that's foolish like that and you follow the person, you are a bigger fool. Because what, you know what happened? What happened was when Lot left Abraham, and Lot went with some people and they all left. When the fire burnt, Lot escaped and all the people perished. If you like follow Lot, you see what will happen to you. Lot will go and then you will perish with Lot. What a shock. So I'm saying this, that Lucifer, okay, you sit down, you guys sit down. I know what you do, so I will not do something as foolish as that, so that you will also not misbehave. All right, so I'm saying that when Lucifer was not contented and wanted to be God, and be God is be like God, I will ascend and be like the Most High. I will now do this and that and that and that. And the Bible said that he was cast down. He was thrown down. He lost his worth. Do you understand what I'm saying? He lost his worth. Many people lose their worth when they are not contented with where they are, and pride enters into them. Greed enters into them. They feel that, oh, I'm a self-made man. I can do what I want to do. And then they lose their place and they become worthless. Belial. Worthless. Is it possible that Lucifer, who was adored and worshipped and respected so much in heaven, became worthless? I've seen pastors who should have been in a certain level, but something entered into them and they felt that, oh, I cannot submit to anybody else, and they walked away. I want to be founder, president, international potentate, and apostle. You look where they are and said, look, it would have been better to be the leg of an elephant than the head of an ant. What a shock. Are you still in church? May you never become worthless. You see, Satan's plan is to also make you worthless. Lose your worth. I'm preaching. Are you still here? You are valuable. You are valuable. You are valuable. You are valuable. But if you can, the devil can take control. He will make you lose your worth. Ladies, I'm saying to every lady here, you are valuable. Don't go around and sleep around and lose your worth. Don't lose your worth. You are valuable. Don't remove your skirt for anything in a pair of trousers. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. You are valuable. Washed by the blood. Your name is in the book of life. Am I talking to anybody here? Don't lose your worth. Bible says that by the means of a whorish woman, a man is turned into a piece of bread. How much is a piece of bread? How much do you buy one loaf of bread? 2 cedis, 5 cedis. By the means of a whorish, a man can be turned into your value is now a piece of bread, with the price of a piece of bread. Because you have come, it is worthless. You have lost your worth. You have lost your worth. You have lost your worth. I'm telling everybody in this church, God has brought you for a reason. Let your value go higher. Let your value go higher. Let your value go higher. The man says he will marry you, so you should sleep with him. Let me tell you something. Don't allow, because when he sleeps with you 5 times, you get pregnant, abort it, I'm not ready now. One day you get up and say that I have changed my mind. And before you realize, you can't have a baby again, your womb is now spoiled, and everything is gone. You say, ah! And the man didn't marry you again. And nobody can, because now you become worthless. I don't know why you are so quiet. And I don't know why you are so quiet. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to you. Receive the word in Jesus' name. Don't let anybody devalue you. Don't let anything devalue you. Amen. Young man, go to school. Learn. Push on. Go on in life. Don't say, oh, me, I fail. You fail one exam, pull yourself together, rewrite the exam, and move on, and don't become worthless. Nobody else shall be a school dropout in Jesus' name. If you fail an exam, it's not the end of your life. Failure is not a person, it's a situation. When it happens, pull yourself together, do it again, and move on, and become valuable. Become valuable. What a word. What a word. You get up now and don't have anything to do. You are not, because, excuse me, not everybody may have the opportunity to have what you have. You are sitting here hearing this word. I pray for everybody hearing me. Everybody hearing me today. You must begin to see that you are valuable, and you can even increase your value. Increase your value by studying the word. Going to school, go to an academic Bible school, go to university, build yourself up and increase your value. And don't say, I come from a poor family. And so what? God is changing your life in Jesus' name. Don't let your family background determine your future. What is in the past belongs to the past. But a new day is coming in your life. I said, a new day is coming in your life. I'll be excited to see young boys and girls who have you coming to this church. One day you come and tell me, Bishop, I get graduated as an engineering student. I did mechanical engineering. I've graduated. I've got a job at this place. And one day I come in, I'll be dedicating your four-wheel drive. Receive it in Jesus' name. You are valuable. You are valuable. You are valuable. The enemy, beloved, wants to make you valuable, make you worthless. That is agenda. Make you worthless. Worthless. After he has slept with 27 men. I met a lady. She said she has slept with 200 people. 200. You are looking at me. I'm preaching. Tell your neighbor. The man is preaching to you. Oh, the man is preaching to you. Young boy, you get up. Instead of going to the library or going to take some book, you are playing cha-cha, you are going to bet whatever. You are becoming worthless if you do that. You spend your days at the My Bets, Super Bets. You are internet business. You are doing internet sakawa. Foolish boy, sit down. Go to school. Learn. Put value on yourself and stop misbehaving. If you come to this church, we are going to place value on you. We are going to teach you how to be valuable. If you come here, you will be the most valuable child of your parents. Let everybody shout amen. Your parents will be happy that you are their child. They will be excited because they see some seriousness in you. They see respect. They see a dedication. They see a certain desire to build yourself up. You may have started as worthless, but now that you know Christ, now that you're under this beautiful church, now that you are in this place, you will see week after week, month after month, your value shall be going higher and higher and higher and higher. Lift your hand and shout amen. The spirit of Belial is broken over your life. The spirit of worthlessness is broken over your life. The demon that make people value, make people worthless, is being broken over your life. You have new direction for your life. You see God helping you. You see the grace of God on your life. You go higher. Say, I will go higher. Come on, shout, I will go higher. Am I preaching to anybody here? You see the grace of God. You see the blessing of God. You become more and more beautiful. At the right time, you will get married. At the right time, you will have a car.
at the right time, you build a house. Because the Bible says, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. Stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, a shout of praise. A shout of praise. A shout of praise. Are you here? Are you excited today? God is going to help you. God brought you to this church for a reason. And as the pastor, I'm going to ensure, it is my duty to ensure that your value goes up. Amen. When I preach and you don't like it, like Auntie Vera was saying, begin to like it. May the Holy Ghost give you a knock. I've never known this story till today. That when she come and I'm preaching, she close her because the message, the what you see, it's not everything that the pastor will say that will go your way, but it is for your blessing. Some messages are knocks for you. Receive the word. Don't get irritated. Don't say, I'm angry, I'm going to my Zion. Even if you go to Italy, we'll come to where you are and we'll preach the word of God to you until the grace of God abounds in your life. Lift your two hands and bless the name of the Lord right now. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Talk to God. Talk to God. The spirit of Belial, the spirit that makes people worthless, the spirit of Belial, we rebuke it, we curse it, we refuse it, we bind it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we shall not be worthless again. Oh God, talk to everybody, talk to God. Ask God for direction for your life. Ask him to show you his way. Ask him to direct your path. Ask him to be gracious to you. Come on, lift your hands and talk to God. Ha, Korola Shiba, Zondi Kibato, Kabadi, Rakato Shikibaha, Mahandiriba, Kabati. Every part of you. Every part of you. Every part of you. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. The spirit of the liar, we curse it. 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 Oh Jesus, let it become valuable, oh God. Our days of failure are over. In Jesus' name. Now listen. Listen. Nobody here should ever say that because of something that didn't go on well in my life, I am done. You are not done. You are not finished. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like this antiferous testimony. As you're sharing that, am I going to be crisis and so on? She's pulled herself together. She's still working in the church. She's built a house. Your life can carry on in Jesus' name. Any disappointment, any fail, anything that's ever happened in your life, a new day is coming in your life. A new season is coming in your life. Don't accept your concept. This is how I am. Sometimes I see a young boy walking, and the way you're walking, your trousers is up to here like that. I say, yeah, then what are you doing? Pull your trousers up. Dress well. I mean, shave your head nicely. Come and let's serve God, because you're a child of value. You're a child of value. Am I talking to anybody here? God is going to help you. Lift your hands again. Father, thank you. Thank you. Say, Lord, may my value go higher. Talk to God. Let my value go higher. Karonda shikibahatosi. Zitarondi kibaha. Shabaka rakati. Jesus. Jesus. Be gracious to us, Lord. Be gracious to us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to serve you. Help us, Lord. Rako ranibato. Rebatoshi. Mahanda kibato. Use us, Lord, for your glory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
The super sea shall worship breath. Oh, Bella, and see, oh, yeah. Oh,
yes, super sea
shall worship breath. Oh,
come on, lift your hands up.
Oh, that will save. Not only mercy,
yes, through mercy,
yes, through mercy.
Close your eyes with me, every head bowed and every eye closed. This morning, before we walk out of here, before we leave this place, you want to say, Pastor, I know I've made mistakes. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. This Sunday morning, I want Jesus to take over my life. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. I've sinned, I've made many mistakes, but today, on this particular Sunday morning, I want to hand over my life to Jesus. If you're here, you want to be born again. You want to be born again. You want Jesus to come into your heart. Lift up your right hand and let me pray with you. Lift your hand up. Thank you. Lift it higher than your head. Just lift it up. I'm going to pray for you now. As you hand over your life to Jesus, He will come in and take over your life. Lift your hand up above your head. Higher. Father, thank you for all those who have lifted their hand today. Let today be a day of salvation. A day of new encounter with you. Keep your hand up. Bless them and save them. Make them brand new people. If you have lifted your hand up, can you please walk to me in the front here? Come.
Happy day.
Happy day.
Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away, He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day.
Happy day.
Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away, He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Now close your eyes and let us say this prayer. Everybody join me and let's pray together. The whole church say after me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Wash away all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. I promise to serve you. I promise to follow you. I promise to trust in you the rest of my life. Jesus, from today, I am yours and you are mine. From today, I am born again. I will serve you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. From today, I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.